Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, let me tell y'all about Rebuild Together Minnesota. Because when our family took in Sean's dad, we didn't know we had to have grab bars on the bathrooms, and we didn't know we needed a ramp, and you know, so many other things that elderly people need to stay in the home. Right? We didn't have no elderly people in here. We had little kids with autism. And I was so excited to find out about Rebuild Together Minnesota because they have been preserving homes and revitalizing communities since 1997. They work year-round to make sure that they have safe and healthy neighborhoods to ensure that people in need, like our elder community, can live independently in their homes and safe. Now, I need to mention they've got something coming up called Hook, Line, and Shelter. It's a virtual fishing tournament. It's starting this weekend and runs through Labor Day. So we got to talk about that because, you know, it's the fishing opener and it's also this virtual fishing opener. Okay. So I want y'all to check out the Rebuild Together Minnesota website for registration and information. But, you know, that safe home and communities, it is what I really want to focus on because there's so many people listening who are in our situation, multi-generational families, you're caring for your elderly loved ones, they moved in and you don't even realize you need a ramp. You don't even realize you need grab bars until they fall. Right. And you may not even have the money to get it, but I'm telling you right now, keep listening, take notes, pass it along, because this is some news you can use, right? And so I want to welcome to the show Kathy Griner. She's the executive director, and Kelly Martin, a board member at Rebuild Together Minnesota. Thank you both so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Well, Kelly, I need to just ask you, because being on a board is so important, and it is a big commitment. What made you decide that you wanted to be a part of the board at Rebuild Together Minnesota?
Thank you so much. My father actually was a recipient of Rebuild Together, and during the Super Bowl, I believe it was 2018, is when we had assistance for them, and they helped with our house, our windows. And from there, you know, it was a well-organized organization, and I loved working with the people that I have met. And I'm like, how can I become a part of this and help out and volunteer? And that's how I got started.
Now, Kathy, for those folks who are listening who've never heard of this before, I'm not sure how, because that's the first place folks sent us to when they found out we were caring for our elderly loved ones. What is Rebuild Together Minnesota?
Rebuilding Together Minnesota does home repair for low-income families. We look at anything that's broken in the house that could lead to a health or safety hazard. And then we also do safe at home aging in place installations like grab bars and handicap accessible ramps. So we do that for low income homeowners throughout Minnesota, actually.
And Kathy, you know, another thing that I wanted to find out is, you know, it's Mother's Day weekend, and some folks are taking in their elderly mothers. You know, what's the first step in getting started? Because we're talking about this, but it's a process. And I want to talk about how do folks, you know, even begin this process of connecting with you?
They can, a couple of ways. They can go to our website and they can fill out an application for our programs, or they can just give us a call at 651-776-4273. If folks give us a call, we can talk them through possibly what they need. Once we get to their application and look at helping them, we can come out and take a look at what is it that they need. If they're taking in an elderly mother, do they need to have grab bars in the bathroom so that she can get in and out of the bathtub safely or in and out of the shower? And what are those things that they hadn't thought about themselves that person may need to prevent them from falling in their home? So we can come out and take a look at that. We have a partnership with St. Catherine University and their occupational therapy program. So we had students out this summer actually doing assessments for families that we work with to tell us exactly what families need. So we can we're not coming in blind. We're coming in with tried and true methods of making sure people are safe.
And so I need you to tell me this, Kathy, because the thing about my listeners is they want to receive information, but they also want to support. How can folks support the work that you're doing?
A couple of ways. Folks can definitely, with Fishing Opener this weekend, if you are an angler, even if you just go out once or twice a summer, you can join our Hook, Line, and Shelter Fishing Tournament. It's a virtual fishing tournament, and it's set up as a peer-to-peer fundraising event, meaning that you get your friends and family to support you in how you fish, be it the most fish you catch or whatever that ends up being that you set it up. And so you can get your friends and family involved in supporting us, and all of the funding that you raise actually comes back to us so that we can go out and do more projects like installing those grab bars for your mother or grandmother in a home. And so if you don't fish and don't think you want to fish at all, we also will take funding directly to our website. We are also looking for volunteers. A lot of these grab bars and ramps are all built by volunteers. So if you've got time on your hands and you want to come into our office on a regular basis, or maybe it's a couple of times a month, we will train you on how to install grab bars, and you can actually help us go out and make people's homes safer.
Okay, so give us a website, give us that information, because we want to get that from you before you get on to enjoy this beautiful day we're having outside.
And our website is www.rtmn, and that stands for Rebuilding Together Minnesota, and then it's .org. So rtmn.org. On there you'll find tabs for volunteering, donating, and applying for services. To give us a call, it's 651-776-4273.
All right. Now, I'm getting text messages from some of our listeners, because whenever we're talking about something important, they just start texting me, Kathy and Kelly, like, I'm not really doing my show. They act like we are just all sitting around in their living room and I'm not really working. One of the messages that I'm getting, Kathy, is how long does it take from the time you call to actually getting some of the services, getting some of the resources in the home, like the grab bars?
Mm-hmm. So if you give us a call for the grab bars, that should take a few weeks up to maybe a month or so. We do have a little bit of a backlog. It is less for the Safe at Home and Ramp program than it is for home repair.
Okay. All right. Well, you ladies have an amazing weekend. If you have children or people you have adopted as children and taken care of them and loved on them, happy Mother's Day to both of you from all of us
at
WCCO Radio.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
All right.
Enjoy where you're off to.
Baby, okay, because I'm getting up out of here, girl. I'm going to tiptoe up out of here like the tiptoe burglar. My kids will not even see it coming. I appreciate y'all being here.
Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.